They used to get right out in the big woods where the open range was and take those and clear a piece of land and get the rails right over the land to fence it, you see. Right out in the big woods and stalk all around there. Just stalk the deer, jump in old rail fences and jump in and eat up the crops, you know.
Do they have any other kind of wooden fences around here?
Well, of course, when they begin to get these sawmills and manufacture this lumber, they had lots of those fences, those lumber fences, you know. That just put out a post and nail lumber to it. That was a big goal for a long time, you know. But they didn't do much of that. That is too expensive, usually, to build big fields with. You know, ordinary people didn't.
Where did they use that kind of fence?
Oh, mostly around for show, around places, you know, where they wanted to paint it or something like that. When they begin to get up, yeah, they still build those nice lumber fences now. You know, you see them
run
around
long ways with the ground.
Yeah, running long ways. Of course. Up and down, you know, just put on the post and then nail a lumber to it and paint it nice and fix it all up, you know. They use a lot of lumber fences now around for, they have more for kind of show places now than anything like that. We use them for corrals. Now, our stock corrals where we keep our stock, the most of the time we use lumber there, you know, to put on posts real thick along and nail the lumber to those posts to pin those cattle in to spray or vaccinate or brand anything like that, you know. Well, we pin our cattle is what I'm talking about.
Did the houses ever have like a fence made out of little like 1x2s or 1x1s, little straight up and down fence, a fancy fence they put around the house?
Oh yeah. This house used to have a we call them the first thing I ever heard them called picket fences. They used to make pickets, little old. They'd make them, you know, by hand, like I was talking about making those posts. Make pickets and fence the yards with them. And then they got to buying them, you know, and they'd make them look fancy, you know. They'd buy them and saw them about as high as they wanted to fence, and they'd bevel each corner of the top, I mean, each side of the place at the top, and they'd come to a point, put it all even and everything, and nail them to some nice plank and nice post, and make a nice fence, you know, and keep all the stock and thing out. And it's good to keep if you build it high enough, it keeps the dogs out and stuff like that, you know, if you build it high enough. Of course, you had to have it high enough that a dog wouldn't jump it.
Well, is that the only kind of picket? Did they ever make them like by weaving them in and out of the post?
Yeah.
Or even woven them?
Yeah, they used to make them. I've seen that you could buy them just a whole roll of them where they'd take wire and put them in wire, you know, and weave them. Put the wire around and around the thing, you know, and just go on and just have a bundle of them. Just roll them up in a bundle, and when you go to put them up, you just roll them out and tack them to your post. They manufacture those posts. You can buy them right now, I guess, those yard posts. Yard pickets that's made in a bundle and wire weaved around them to hold them together, you know. You don't have to nail them to nothing. Only just fasten them to your post.
What kind of wire fences do you have?
Well, we've had all kind of wire fences. The first wire I ever knew was just old bob wire. And hog wire, they had what they call bob wire. That was just one strand of, well, it was two straight wires twist, kind of weaving around each other with barbs. Barbs on one of them, you see. And they call that a bob wire fence, you see. And then they had a woven wire, a net wire fence that they use. They use that net wire. They call it hog fence. For hog wire. It is usually about 2 or 3 foot high, that net wire. It is a woven thing with the little spaces in it, about 4 inches square, or maybe not from square, just oblong. It's just something to keep the hogs from getting through, you see. And even had it close enough that little pigs wouldn't hardly get through, you know, that hog wire. And it had usually come up about, they usually put it up about 2 or 3 foot high, that hog wire. And then, usually thing, when they fenced with hog wire, they'd put 2 or 3 barbed wire on top of it. You know what I mean? They used a lot of that for the regular field.
So they put an extension on the top of it.